Smarter, faster, better. The Secrets of Productivity in Life and Business. Author, Charles Duhigg. Understanding Productivity. Productivity, put simply, is the name we give our attempts to figure out the best uses of our energy, intellect, and time as we try to seize the most meaningful rewards with the least wasted effort. It is a process of learning how to succeed with less stress and struggle. It's about getting things done without sacrificing everything we care about along the way. Smarter, faster, better is about how to recognize the choices that fuel true productivity. Idea number one, control fuels motivation. The first step in creating drive is giving people opportunities to make choices that provide them with the sense of autonomy and self-determination. In fact, simply making a choice isn't enough. Occasionally, to really self-motivate, we need something more, internal locus of control. Researchers have found that people with an internal locus of control tend to praise or blame themselves for success or failure, rather than assigning responsibility to things outside their influence. A salesman with an internal locus of control will blame a lost sale on his own lack of hustle, rather than bad fortune. In contrast, having an external locus of control, believing that your life is primarily influenced by outside events, is correlated with higher levels of stress. Often because an individual perceives the situation as beyond his or her coping abilities. The team of psychologists wrote, "The choices that are most powerful in generating motivation are decisions that do two things. They convince us we're in control, and they endow our actions with larger meaning." Idea number two, psychological safety makes effective teams. There is strong evidence that group norms play a critical role in shaping the emotional experience of participating in a team. Research indicates that norms determine whether we feel safe or threatened, innervated or excited, and motivated or discouraged by our teammates. As her research continued, Amy Edmondson, now a professor at Harvard Business School, found a handful of good norms that seemed to be consistently associated with higher productivity. On the best teams, for instance, leaders encouraged people to speak up. Teammates felt like they could expose their vulnerabilities to one another. People said they could suggest ideas without fear of retribution. The culture discouraged people from making harsh judgments. Behaviors to promote psychological safety. Psychological safety emerges by giving everyone an equal voice and encouraging social sensitivity among teammates. In Edmondson's hospital studies, the teams with the highest levels of psychological safety were also the ones with leaders most likely to model listening and social sensitivity. They invited people to speak up. They talked about their own emotions. They didn't interrupt other people. This is how teams encourage people to disagree while still being honest with one another and occasionally clashing. Idea number three. Mental models help focus. People who are particularly good at managing their attention tend to share certain characteristics. One is a propensity to create pictures in their minds of what they expect to see. These people tell themselves stories about what's going on as it occurs. They visualize their days with more specificity than the rest of us do. Psychologists have a phrase for this kind of habitual forecasting, creating mental models. Mental models help us by providing a scaffold for the torrent of information that constantly surround us. Idea number four, correct goal setting combines SMART and stretch goals. A SMART goal is specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and based on a timeline. Experiments have shown that people with SMART goals are more likely to seize the easiest tasks, to become obsessed with finishing projects, and to freeze on priorities once a goal has been set. A stretch goal is an aim so ambitious in which they serve as jolting events that disrupt complacency and promote new ways of thinking. A group of researchers wrote in Academy of Management Review Business Journal in 2011, "For a stretch goal to inspire, it often needs to be paired with something like the SMART system. The reason why we need both stretch goals and SMART goals is that, for a stretch goal to become more than just an aspiration, we need a disciplined mindset to show us how to turn a far-off objective into a series of realistic short-term aims. Stretch goals, paired with smart thinking, can help put the impossible within reach." Idea number five, Choose trust and commitment for managing others. Stanford Business School professors James Barron and Michael Hannon had studied corporate models to see whether a certain model correlates with success. They found the only culture that was a consistent winner was the commitment culture, embraced by commitment firms. Most commitment companies avoided layoffs unless there was no other alternative. They invested heavily in training. There were higher levels of teamwork and psychological safety. Commitment companies might not have had lavish cafeterias, but they offered generous maternity leaves, daycare programs, and work-from-home options. As a result, workers tended to turn down higher-paying jobs at rival firms, and customers stayed loyal because they had relationships that stretched over years. Commitment firms dodged one of the business world's biggest hidden costs, the profits that are lost when an employee takes clients or insights to a competitor. Idea number 6. Parsing the future enhances decision-making. Bayes' rule is a mathematical formula that generally requires running thousands of models simultaneously and comparing millions of results. At the core of Bayes' rule is a principle. Even if we have very little data, we can still forecast the future by making assumptions and then skewing them based on what we observe about the world. Humans are astoundingly good Bayesian predictors, even if we're unaware of it. Accurate forecasting requires exposing ourselves to as many successes and disappointments as possible. Idea number 7. Become an innovation broker. The creative process is different. We can create the conditions that help creativity to flourish. First, be sensitive to your own experiences. Pay attention to how things make you think and feel. That's how we distinguish clichés from true insights. Look to your own life as a creative fodder, and broker your own experiences into the wider world. Second, recognize that the panic and stress you feel as you try to create isn't a sign that everything is falling apart. Rather, it's the condition that helps make us flexible enough to seize something new. Creative desperation can be critical. Anxiety is what often pushes us to see old ideas in new ways. Finally, remember that the relief accompanying a creative breakthrough can also blind us to seeing alternatives. It is critical to maintain some distance from what we create. Idea number 8. Learn to absorb data. Humans are exceptionally good at absorbing information, as long as we can break data into a series of smaller and smaller pieces. This process is known as winnowing or scaffolding. Mental scaffolds are like file cabinets, filled with folders that help us store and access information when the need arises. Our inability to take advantage of data as it becomes more plentiful is called information blindness. Information blindness refers to our mind's tendency to stop absorbing data when there's too much to take in. One way to overcome information blindness is to force ourselves to grapple with the data in front of us and to manipulate information by transforming it into a sequence of questions to be answered or choices to be made. This is sometimes referred to as creating disfluency because it relies on doing a little bit of work, connecting the 8 insights. Here's the foundational idea undergrinding our 8 insights. Productivity is about recognizing choices that other people often overlook. The way we choose to see our own lives, the goals we push ourselves to spell out in detail, the culture we establish among teammates, the ways we frame our choices and manage the information in our lives.